Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Ayin Beis 72 in Sefer Tehillim. This is a glorious tehillah. It is a father's tefillah on behalf of his son. In it, David HaMelech speaks about Shlomo HaMelech and about the characteristics of the Melech HaMashiach. One of the striking features of this psalm is that nature is referenced throughout. In it, we hear about mountains, harim, and hills, gvaos, the sun and moon, shemesh v'yareach, rain and ocean and rivers, matar, revivim, yam, nahar. We speak of desert and dust, islands and inlands, grain and grass. Its sweep is vast. It includes the whole world, kol haaretz, and all of time, as long as the sun lasts until the moon is no more. In it, the two time periods, that of Shlomo HaMelech and of the Melech HaMashiach, seem to merge as one overlays the other and the past is transmuted into the future. The cyclical nature of the water cycle and the flourishing crops against the immutable mountains and heavens helps create this atmosphere. One of the most important commodities that is being cultivated in nature, one of its richest produce, is Yifrach B'yamav Tzadik. It's the tzadikim that are produced. And indeed, Yeshaya HaNavi prophesied about Mashiach, describing him as a shoot that would sprout. Vayetze choter migeza Yishai, benetzer misharashav Yifrach. And like the king who is described here, as one who would judge the people with righteousness and justice, so too did Yeshaya HaNavi prophesy about Melech HaMashiach. B'nacha alav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chachma Ubina, Ruach Eitza Ugvura, Ruach Da'as V'yiras Hashem. And the Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and insight, a spirit of counsel and valor, a spirit of knowledge and Yiras Hashem, awe of God. David also speaks of the appropriate fear of heaven that will be instilled in his generation. Yira'ucha im shamesh v'lifnei yareach dor darim. They will fear you as long as the sun shines and while the moon lasts, generations on end. How he wished for that to come true in the days of his own son. And this mighty king would be tasked with protecting the most vulnerable and with upholding justice always and everywhere. Yishpot aniye am, Yoshia livnei avyon. He'll champion the lowly among the people and save the needy. Yachos aldal ve'avyon, v'nafshos avyonim Yoshia. He feels, too, for the poor and helpless. This is the hallmark of the Melech HaMashiach. Yeshaya predicts, in very strikingly similar language, that the Melech HaMashiach will judge the poor with equity and execute justice for the oppressed of the land. V'shafat b'tzedek dalim v'hochiach b'mishar la'anvei aretz. David pleaded with Hashem in the kapitel's opening verse to endow his son, the future king, with God's own righteousness. And when we learn of the life of Shlomo HaMelech, we feel that he came so close. He reigned from coast to coast, as it says here, Vayerd miyam ad yam. And all nations paid him tribute. In fact, Shiva is specifically mentioned in our kapitel, and in fact, the Queen of Sheba, Malkachba, was one of Shlomo HaMelech's greatest admirers. Shlomo's wisdom was legendary. Vayitein Elokim chokhma l'shlomo utzvuna harbe ma'od v'rochav lev k'chol asher al sfas hayam. God endowed Shlomo with wisdom, discernment, and understanding, as vast as the sands upon the seashore. Permit me to briefly recount the first court case that came before Shlomo HaMelech. It was of supreme importance that he render a judgment that would establish him as a representative of God's rulership on earth. It begins in the following way. Az tavona shtayim nashim zonos el hamelach vata'amodna lefanav. Two prostitutes, women of the night, came before the king and stood before him for judgment. The story is a very famous one. One woman claimed that her own child was snatched by the second woman when her own child died during the night, for she had smothered him. And now she claimed that her child was the living child, when in fact her child was the dead child. Shlomo had to decide which of these women was telling the truth. But that wasn't the hard part. Shlomo knew instinctively which woman was the truth teller and which was the liar. But judgment is not based on hunches, not even a very learned and proper assessment. It has to be based on tzedek, on righteousness. And the wisdom of Shlomo here was that he was able to elicit a response from the woman who was lying, in that she demanded that the child be cut in half. This is something that could have been impossible to predict. One would expect that even a harsh woman, a desperate woman, would never consent to have the baby severed in two. The brilliance of Shlomo's judgment is that he realized not merely that the woman was a liar, that may have been apparent, but he realized that she was deranged, and that despite the fact that she held the live baby and thereby had a stronger case for retaining her rights, she was willing to allow Shlomo to cut the baby in half. This judgment established Shlomo's fame, wisdom, and justice for all times. However, David's dream did not come true in the lifetime of Shlomo. Hashem promised, however, that in a future time, a descendant of his would merit the throne of Mashiach. Halavai b'mhera b'yameinu. When all is said and done, David HaMelech acknowledges that it is not his glory or his son's glory that is important, but rather the glory of Hashem. Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael, Osei Niflaos Levado, Uvaruch Shem Kvodo Leolam, Vimalei Kvodo Eskal Haaretz, Amen V'Amen. Blessed be Hashem's glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with his glory. Amen v'amen. And then David says, Kalu tfilos David ben Yishai. How could this be the end of his tfilos? Sefer Tehillim continues. One explanation is that indeed he wrote this on his deathbed at Shlomo's coronation. But another way to understand it is Kalu here means it is the culmination of David's tefillos. When indeed the Melech HaMashiach will be crowned and we reach our destiny on earth, then it will be the end of our desperate pleas. the culmination of all of our tefillos. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.